From the National Press Building in Washington, D.C., this is your Corporate Crime Reporter Morning Minute for Wednesday, November 25, 2020. I'm Russell Mokhyber. Apple lobbyists are trying to weaken a bill aimed at preventing forced labor in China, highlighting the clash between its business imperatives and its official stance on human rights. That's according to a report in the Washington Post. The Uyghur Forced Labor Prevention Act would require U.S. companies to guarantee they do not use imprisoned workers from the predominantly Muslim region of Xinjiang, where academic researchers estimate the Chinese government has placed more than 1 million people into internment camps. Apple is heavily dependent on Chinese manufacturing, and human rights reports have identified instances in which alleged forced Uyghur labor has been used in Apple's supply chain. What Apple would like is we all sit and talk and not have any real consequences, said Kathy Feingold of the AFL-CIO. They're shocked because it's the first time where there could be some actual effective enforceability. For the Corporate Crime Reporter, I'm Russell Mokhyber.